Mike Calta sitting in with us on Drew Garabo Live. What is happening, Mike?
Hello, my friends.
Nice to see you, man.
It's nice to see you as well.
Yes, yes, yes. We hit you up yesterday to see if you'd be interested in doing a show spelling bee where we put our horrible speller, Nikki, up against your show's worst speller, who's probably Carmen.
Well, at least we know Carmen for sure is the worst speller.
Right.
Yes, and this was a, every time they spell one wrong, they remove an article of clothing contest.
No, oh. It's not.
Why?
No, Nikki?
People want to see Carmen naked, not me.
Oh, you'd be surprised. I thought about you naked.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Would like to do that as well.
Yeah. I have a Nikki fantasy. I drive through the Starbucks drive-thru. She's the only one there.
Let's do it.
Keep talking. I'm just kidding.
I come in there and I brew your latte.
Oh, goodness gracious. I'll frap your chino.
There you go.
So Seth, you had the idea about wagering a show takeover.
I was just trying to throw something Mike's way to let him know that I at least thought this halfway through. I didn't want to say, hey, let's do a trivia contest. I want to say there's got to be some sort of payoff at the end of it.
What's a show takeover?
Oh, well, I was thinking that, you know, if Carmen beats Nikki in the spelling bee, then you guys can take over Afternoon Drive and promote your show for four hours.
I'm not doing two shows.
That's what I told
him.
What
is that?
I know. Well, I don't know. That's why I wanted to try to hammer something out, but I think there's got to be a payoff to this whole
thing. I will
give
Carmen $50 to throw it. Lose.
That's what I told Seth. I'm like, so the winner gets to do two radio shows in one day.
Ooh,
gosh,
boy.
Those are great stakes.
Hey, give me something to work with here.
I don't know. I don't know what we would do. Like, the stakes should be a bit higher or weirder than doing two shows in one day, but I don't know what that is.
I like the nudity one. That's always where I'm going to go.
Nudity's good. What about, like, we have to call ourselves the Listen to Mike Calta Show if we win, and they have to call themselves Listen to Drew Garabo Live if they win? Something like that, where we don't have to do any extra effort, but it's just all about promoting the winner's show.
The problem I have with that is, why should I have to suffer? I can't even prepare her for this. I can't even. Mickey couldn't get Rocky in enough shape for this. I mean, this is the worst.
Yeah, we realized that yesterday. We were trying to teach Nikki how to spell things like penguin and lasagna and pretty simple
words.
Hey,
I got lasagna right.
Okay, don't yell at me. How do you spell elephant?
Come on.
That's easy, Nikki. You got this.
Don't write it down.
Focus.
I need to write it down.
Do what I got, my son. Sound it out.
Elephant.
E-L-E-P-H-A-N-T.
Oh, yeah. All right. I got my money on Nikki.
I'm out.
As long as I got a Zanny, I'll be good.
Carmen would be like, F, A, and then argue with us that we're wrong.
We have Mike Calta in the studio with us, as you can plainly see on Bone TV. What did you want to throw at Mike as well?
Oh, I was telling Mike one of his new friends, Monica, will be in studio for Touch and Touch Thursday next week.
When you say friend, you mean my new love of my life.
I didn't know that you guys hit it off when you met at the Blown Off Ball. Monica, who's been a friend of mine for like
long time,
16 years
now. She was in love with you.
I would say it was instant. It was an instant relationship. We looked at each other's eyes, and she immediately said to the words, Seth said you might rape me. said to me. And I went, wow.
Goodness.
And I'm like, are you asking, like, is that what you want?
Right. Or? Can't rape the willing. And she has been in love with Seth for a long time, so much so that she had to marry a guy named Seth so that she could still yell Seth while they're in bed together and get away with it. Would you like to be part of Touch a Tush Thursday next week when she sits in our studio?
I mean, how far do you get to go?
Just touching the tush.
Like kneading it.
Yeah,
like
you can
dough?
Do some kneading.
Yeah, you can knead.
You can work it over a little bit.
I would like to do that.
All right. Well, we could have Mike as a guest toucher like we do. We introduce the competition element of it, where Mike is blindfolded and I'm blindfolded, and we see who can identify the genders best.
Hey, Monica's on hold as long as she's okay with that.
She is.
I'm just going to give her the shocker.
Oh my goodness.
Can somebody get Mike some headphones so we can hear her?
What kind of show is it?
The old fish hook. Yes, let's get a producer to look at Nikki. Hey, Monica, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. How's everybody doing?
Good. By the way, let the record reflect. This is not Monica who works here. This is, again, please.
Yeah,
I would like
Drew
to.
Drew said ill.
I didn't say you. I said stew. I'm having stew tonight. But no, this is this is hot, Monica. Monica.
Whoa, what happened to the other Monica? That's messed up.
Eh, whatever. So hot, Monica, you are going to be part of our Touch a Tush Thursday next week.
Extremely excited.
Just as excited as you were to meet the great Mike Calta and hang out with him at the Blown Off Balls?
That was such a pleasure. A pleasure.
It was a pleasure.
Everybody is so intimidated around him, which is very interesting because it's Mike Calta and this dude is so known. And I'm like, he is just the nicest teddy bear ever. What do you mean? Mm-hmm. Like, why are you nervous around him?
I told you she loved me.
teddy bear.
And some tequila shots always work, though.
Yeah, we did tequila shots.
Oh, my.
And then we made out like teenagers.
Good job. Well done.
Well, remember, you gave me a piggyback ride.
I did. Sure did.
Yep. Were you facing forwards or backwards, Monica?
No, I was no. No,
okay, because I like the forward-facing piggyback ride on the shoulders.
That would be nice. And she has pretty great stature for that. So.
She was strapped to my back, and I felt the heat of her lady parts on the center of my back. And I got to tell you.
Absolutely.
I haven't been the same since.
Well, like Kendrick Lamar said, life ain't nothing but a warm vagina.
Oh.
Okay.
Did you touch her butt at all?
I don't know if I did on purpose.
I don't remember. It might have. So to be completely honest, while that piggyback ride was going on, I got correct plenty while on his back.
I don't really think Seth has to know. I don't think Seth has to know everything about our business. He missed his shot, okay?
Oh,
and I think
damn.
That if you and I shared a moment, that should be between us, but I'm cool with it.
All right.
I think he might have been a little jealous when he realized that I met you and I liked you so much. I don't know if he was okay with that.
So you say you like me so much, huh?
Oh, damn.
Oh, I do. Absolutely.
If you like Mike so much, why did you ghost on him and leave him with the bar tab for the night?
Oh, that's messed up. He offered to buy the shots, and I actually felt really bad that I couldn't even, like, thank him enough.
That's
why I told you, and you know, Seth, that I told you the following day, I need you to tell Mike Calza, thank you so much for those shots. And you said,
I was still on her mind the next day. I don't care. I paid for things. I don't care. I'm not worried about that. I kind of liked it. Once she got my heart all flustered, then she disappeared.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Seth, you're turning 50 shades of red over there.
Am I?
Yeah, you really are.
I'm not meaning to at all.
What is this? Hey, Jealousy?
That's right.
My band plays this, Monica, just letting you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Seth, does your band play this?
Oh, my band is getting together tonight for practice.
Really?
Yes, it's a one-man act.
Hey, in 2016 now, if you weren't married in 2016, if you had a choice between radio boyfriends between me and Seth, now that we've met and shared some time together, which one would you rather make sweet love to?
Oh, snap.
Oh, you could not do that to me, Mike.
He just did.
History.
I know, but
we have history.
We have a strong new connection that we can
do
build
have
upon.
We a strong new connection. But Mike, you know as much as I love you, my friend. I have paid. Oh, come on. Seth and I have so much history.
So are you picking me?
That's my dude. Yeah, that's my dude.
You know who else has history? Ben Franklin. You want to bang him? I don't think so.
Jealousy. Mike, do I hear that you're going to be touching my thirsty as well? What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would. I'm not going to lie, though. I don't know. I mean, I might have to give you the shocker.
I did hear that. I did. I mean, I clearly have to change my wardrobe if that's going to happen.
Yeah, please. Be prepared.
It would also be on Bone TV, so, I mean,
You might want to have your Seth not watch.
We can go in my office and do it.
A little private one-on-one touch-a-tush action. By the way, Phoebe just tweeted out, I was obviously the third wheel, hashtag hot Monica.
Yeah, these are the pictures I'm getting when I'm at home on Friday night.
Oh.
After I did bar class with my wife, it's Calta, it's Monica, and my wife. And I said, please just send them home drunk my way.
And I'm not going to lie to you, okay? Because we're friends. I've known you for a long time. If Monica said, listen, I'm feeling crazy tonight and I'm married and stuff, but tonight's the night. But you also got to bang Phoebe. I would have been like, all right, I'll just apologize to Seth tomorrow. I would have had to make some phone calls the next day. And I would have went, Seth, I'm sorry you went to bar class and didn't get anything.
You can bang her. Just don't interlock fingers with her if you guys hold hands. Everything will be okay.
No.
Well, listen, Monica, thank you both for joining us next week for Touch a Tush Thursday.
But she did say she'd want to be with me over Mike.
No, she didn't. She said you had a history, which is odd. I mean, think about it now. What would you rather be? Who would you rather make love to you, a small boy or a strapping man?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
That is difficult. Hey,
why don't you jump on Seth's back and see how that works out?
I was doing lap pull downs the other day.
Can you even hold me on your back, though? I mean, the real reality.
Listen to me. Okay? In the few seconds that I met you, I can tell that you're the kind of girl that every once in a while you like to be thrown around in the bedroom, and Seth is not doing that to you.
I would have to schedule my sex as well, wouldn't
it? Yeah, you guys, it would be straight up missionary, and he'd be out of breath and whining and smell like a filthy fish, and it would be just a mess. Where me and you would
do
it.
I love you,
babe. He's going to smell like gabagool or something.
Yeah. Gabagool.
Me and you would do it, and when it was over, we'd be like, let's just go get a tattoo to commemorate that.
Got it, baby. You got it.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, thank you, Monica. We will see you next week.
You're welcome, guys. Absolutely.
Cool. Good stuff.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. See you later. Wow.
So So who did she pick?
I don't think she picked anybody. Okay. I think she's being very diplomatic.
Yeah, I know who she picked.
Mm. I don't like it.
All right.
You're married now, so.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, we all are, I thought.
I know. I wait for somebody to point that out. particularly my wife.
She might call in. All right, so let's do, do we have anything else for Mike?
No, I mean, you teased that topic before, so I didn't know if you wanted to run that by Mike.
No. Well, okay, yeah, because Mike's here and he should weigh in on this.
Yeah.
You know, the Seminole Hard Rock Casino is going to have dudes as cocktail servers.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I don't want a dude in his cocktail near me at
all. Ayo.
Hey. I honestly, I couldn't care less. Only because I don't, I'm going to get my own drink as it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know.
It's not part of the experience for me to have a hot girl bringing my drink, although I will say when we're up in the Plum Lounge, the fact that they have tens serving beverages is rather nice.
That won't change, will it?
I don't think so. No. There'll be no dudes serving beverages up there.
No, I would imagine dudes will be... What is the purpose of this? Is this an EEOC thing, or is this...
I don't know. I read the story today, and I thought, why would they revolutionize things? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But the Seminole Hard Rock Casino is allowing dudes to apply for jobs as servers.
Maybe you get to pick. What if it was a group of hot chicks?
They're looking to add 50 men to the current 170 drinker servers. It says drinker servers, but it's drink servers.
Oh, so they'll bring them to your table. Like, you'll be gambling?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, there's two areas that the Hard Rock lack in. And the Hard Rock lacks in, and that is the Slow Valley parking, which has gotten better.
And that's not them. That's a separate company.
That's a separate company. And the fact that the wait staff is so inundated with work, with busy orders, that it's hard for them to reach everyone. And maybe it's too hard for them to find another 100 girls to bring in.
That is true.
So they were like, let's just bring in some dudes and have them slang the drinks.
Yeah, lace up some New Balances and run drinks out to people. Anything that gets me a drink quicker, I am for
that.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah, whether they're dudes, females, both, neither.
If they look like they're smuggling sausages and they're rubbing up on your knee while you're sitting there, we might have an issue.
Not interested. Here's your cocktail, sir.
Nikki, you're going to get naked in spelling bee? That's all I'm thinking about now. Why not?
Because,
comes a time in your life where you're going to have to say, let's do some wild stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do some wild stuff, but not for my job. I'm not getting naked in radio.
What kind of rules are those? They're like,
they're rules I live by.
Yeah, but that's terrible.
She learned from Danielle, and that's why she doesn't want to do any of that stuff.
Yep, Danielle ruining more radio girls for us.
I got to tell you, I'd rather see Nikki naked than Danielle.
Oh, snap. Oh, damn.
Well, you'll never see either of us naked, so it's okay.
He loves a challenge.
Yeah, don't put it out there. I want to see Danielle naked. I got a 9-year-old son I can go look at when I go home.
Oh, no, boy.
That's
not okay.
No.
They're the same size.
No, they're the same size. No.
I thought Drew dumped that.
I was looking for the it's not okay.
No, it's not okay.
No. I mean, I find her to be very attractive, but she is, you know, she looks like a little girl to me.
It's not okay.
Well, I heard you talking about the sex dream she had the other day, and she sent me a text, and she said, what did Mike Calta say about me? I said, he said you were very attractive.
Yes, and I still maintain that. But she is, she's like, I'm my old man, and she's like a little girl. Nikki's a woman.
You are a woman.
Yeah, Nikki, you are a woman.
Totally are.
I'm going to touch your tush on Thursday.
Yeah. Are you going to be one of the tushes to touch?
I'm not. Right.
I'll let you touch my tush on Thursday.
I won't lie. Nikki did pitch the idea to be a tush.
Because you thought when you touched Jake's butt, it was mine last time. Yeah.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
You thought it was me. Mm. So.
Because it was wide, you were saying, Garabo?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Garabo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come here, let me feel that thing and see what he's talking about.
Would you let Kelta touch your butt?
I'll go grab Jake for you.
Why wouldn't you let me touch your butt? I would totally let you touch my butt, and I feel like we're on that level. We're friends. We're coworkers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not asking you to get naked. I'm saying you touch my butt, I'll touch yours. It's a friendly exchange.
Okay, come over here.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy. Is this really
going to
help?
Turn around, buddy.
So Nikki wants, you want to feel first?
You can't. Here, Kelta. Do I take my pants off?
No.
Sure.
Yeah. Come
pants
on,
on
yeah.
sir.
Touch it.
What was that?
Touch it.
Get in there and knead it.
Come on, like, like it's pizza dough.
Like you're moisturizing some dough.
Yeah.
You moisturize dough?
Well, you know, like you're kneading
there,
pizza dough.
I grabbed it.
Grab it more.
That was like you were trying to see if the bread was fresh.
Yeah. Well, this is great.
Squeeze the Charmin.
Nothing gets to a girl's heart better than stepping on her toe.
This is so great. Oh, man, I feel like a professional wrestler is going to run in. I'm going to have to go to the office real quick.
I'm pretty sure you just took my temperature.
Oh, I didn't agree to that.
Yeah. Now stand up, Nikki. Your turn.
I can't force her to do
your
this.
Turn.
I know.
No, you're not allowed to force her, but you are allowed to encourage her.
Oh, man.
Are you not wanting to do it, Nikki? What's going through your mind right now?
I don't
want
to do it, but you gave me that look.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Ignore the look. Don't put it on Seth.
No, the look. I don't want Nikki to do anything she doesn't want to do.
It's fine. I'm doing it.
Uh-oh.
I'm standing. What are you doing?
That's good. That was great.
He just caressed.
That was kind of creepy.
I got some good shots of that one.
If we were able to check, the moisture level would be at a record high.
Oh, man.
The dew point has just exploded.
I can barely stand in here. I need my galoshes. Nikki, thank you for being a team player. God, she looks so aroused in these pictures.
Are all parties okay if I tweet out this picture?
I need to see the picture first.
I'm going to tweet mine and see who gets more retweets.
No.
You know, I can't tweet.
Let me see yours.
It's all the same.
Oh, mine's way better. I'm tweeting
that. Yeah, I want to see it.
You can see it when it's on Twitter.
No.
Seth wanted the tweet.
Touching.
I would do this show every day.
No, he's the one who got me to do it, so he wants the original tweet.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead.
You're tweet blocking him.
Nikki said I can't tweet it because she doesn't like the way she looks.
I don't like it in that picture.
Right. Oh, my God.
So how did it feel, Nikki?
Tender?
It was awkward.
Does he have big hands?
All I felt was his fingertips.
Oh, jeez.
Like softly, like going circular motions on my butt.
You want to do it again?
I'm good.
What do you want, a little harder, a little firmer?
No, I'm good.
One hand on your shoulder?
No.
The other hand on your buttock?
No.
Nice grip?
Oh, I'm uncomfortable now.
Hello, here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo live hidden track of the day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
Big game, James. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
Doing great, man. How's everything with you?
Good, real good.
Good to hear from you. You got this book, September Nights, in stores right now. Let's get this thing flying off the shelves. Give us compelling reasons to buy this book.
Hey, I'll tell you what. It's a good book for fans to read. I think. I think it's a good read if you like baseball, especially if you're a Rays fan. It was a special team that year in 2010, and it was just the road to the playoffs. I mean, it's just how we each and every series of what we thought of and what we were looking forward to, and I throw in some funny quotes here and there, like I said, it's a good read. I think the baseball fans will definitely love it.
Hey, James, any guys like B.J. Upton or Longo say, damn, I should have written a book about the 2010 season?
Well, it's actually, I didn't write it. Bill Chastain wrote it. But he had approached me and said, hey, this is a pretty special team. I'd like to write something about, the team and basically how you get to the playoffs. I mean, I think, October baseball is what everyone looks forward to is the playoffs. Everyone looks forward to that. But I think that, going into the playoffs in September, I think that's just as important. I mean, you saw this year what we did this year, 9.5 games back. I mean, it's kind of a grind once you get to September.
I'm on board. Hey, take us back to that moment this year, Matt. Did you guys think you were down and out when you were looking up at the standings? Be honest with me. Like, you look up at the standings, you think, man, very little possibility that we're going to catch the Red Sox, right?
Well, I'll tell you what. When you're 9.5 games back going into September, you you don't have too much confidence in making the playoffs. But we believed in ourselves, and that was what it was all about. And we knew we were playing the Red Sox. I think it was six times. We played the Yankees six times. So I knew that there was a chance. There was always a chance. I think not too many people around the world really thought of us making the playoffs. But the way that we were thinking was, hey, we got to go one game at a time, and we're still in this thing. And obviously Joe Maddon, he's Mr. Positive, man. He just kind of told us, hey, let's just keep winning games. And sure enough, we just kept winning.
Absolutely. We're talking to James Shields, pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays.
James, you pitch with so much passion. You love the game. I love watching you pitch. But I want to know, how long, when you have a bad outing out there, how long does that affect you? How long does that stay with you?
Well, I think it stays with me until I get home after the game. That's about it, man. It's this game's a grind. I mean, you're going to go through a lot of ups and downs, and I think you know, obviously in 2010, I didn't have the season, you know, that I wanted to have. But I just stayed positive. I worked hard in the off season and went to 2011 with a good frame of mind. But like I said, I mean, if I have a bad outing, hey, there's always another game. I mean, I got 5 days to prepare myself for the next game and try to win a ball game.
Hey, James, what would you say was your best day as a Ray?
Probably my best day as a Ray was winning a game in the World Series. I think, you know, I think we have one win in franchise history, and you know, that happened to be my game. So I think that was probably the best day of as a Ray.
For sure, man. And it's no secret that the Rays struggle attendance-wise. It's certainly publicized everywhere in the Tampa Bay area. How much does that affect you guys as players?
Well, I mean, we can't really think about it too much as players. You know, obviously it's not our job. It's the marketing and all that. And I mean, we can't really, it doesn't really affect us too much. I mean, when there's a lot of fans in there, I'll tell you what, when we got about 20 to 30,000 fans, it definitely gets us going. You know, when we have a packed house and we're playing the Yankees or Red Sox or whoever, I mean, it really gets us pumped up, man. And so, the fans definitely help us out. But as far as controlling, you know, whether the fans come in or not, we can't control that. All we got to do is just go out there and play our game. You know, like we had 3 out of the last 4 years, we've made the playoffs. I mean, you know, that's as much as we can control.
Absolutely. We've got Tampa Bay Rays pitcher James Shields.
James Shields, the cowbell, love it or hate it, be honest.
Well, I don't know, man. At first, I hated it. I mean, it's just you know, the very beginning. But I guess it's kind of grown on me now. It's kind of one of those things in the background now that, you know, it doesn't really bother me too much.
That's good to know. I got a question for you about being a baseball fan. I was raised in the Northeast, being a Red Sox fan. I got to be honest, man. Since moving over here to Tampa in July, I fell in love with the Rays. You guys had such a low payroll, and to do what you guys did last year, am I able to jump off the Red Sox bandwagon and immerse myself in the Rays? Are you okay with that?
Hey, come on over, man. I'm, you know, anytime I can get a Red Sox fan, a Rays fan, I'm good to go.
Probably pretty hard to do. And what about the Red Sox struggles in the clubhouse this year? How much of that goes on in every clubhouse and just stays behind closed doors? Or is this a case where guys were just doing dumb things and finally got exposed for it?
Well, I just think that I think that whole thing kind of got blown out of proportion a little bit as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, I mean, things happen. I mean, they, you know, obviously they're under a big microscope there in Boston. I mean, they're one of a very big market team. And, you know, I mean, you just can't really do those kinds of things. But, you know, I mean, things happen. I mean, I'm sure they're going to move on and move forward with next season.
We've got author and Rays pitcher James Shields on the line with us.
James, what's the worst thing you've heard yelled at you from an opposing fan when you've been at an away stadium?
Man, I've heard a bunch of things, man. I've heard a bunch of things.
Do they affect you at all? Like when you're warming up in the bullpen before you go in the game and people are yelling at you, can you hear them or do you totally tune everybody out?
Well, I mean, I definitely can hear them, but I mean, it's just, you know, I'm just kind of used to it now. I mean, it's not really, it actually kind of gets me pumped up a little bit, you know? I mean, the more they rag on me, the more mad I get, and then I want to go out there and just dominate, you know? I mean, it's just kind of, I kind of feed off that energy, you know what I mean?
And you know, at the end of the day, you're depositing a Major League Baseball paycheck into your account, and those guys have to go back to their jobs, right?
Well, I guess you can look at it that way, but I'll tell you what, you know, that's part of the game, man. That's one of the things I love about the game. I don't think, you know, I think a lot of people kind of shy away from that, but I kind of embrace that, man. I mean, I mean, that's part of the game. You go into, I mean, I remember growing up, I remember, you know, I went to Dodger Stadium and I was ragging on the opposing team, you know, and I mean, I just think it's part of the game. I think it's all fun and games.
Hey, James, what's your classic blow-off line for an autograph? Hey, I'll get you later.
Well, I try not to blow too many people off, but you know, I mean, I try to do the best I can. I mean, my thing is I try to get as many kids as possible, man. I mean, it's the adults kind of have to wait behind the kids in line, man. I think that, you know, like I said, growing up, you know, it was just I remember getting an autograph, you know, and it was just the best thing in the world.
And James, one last question. Were you honored with where you finished in the Cy Young voting?
Yeah, no doubt, man. No doubt. I think, you know, the way a lot of these pitchers pitch this year, you know, I mean, I was just so happy to be in the top three, man. I mean, you know, I mean, especially with the way my season went last year, I think, you know, I'm very proud of the way that I had, in the Cy Young voting, and you know, I'm proud of the season, man. I mean, I think that you know, hopefully I can just build off that the rest of my career.
Yeah, we're proud of you, man. The book is September 9th. James Shields will be at the Carrollwood Barnes & Noble, 1182 Northdale Mayberry Highway. That'll be this Friday at 6:30. James, we appreciate your time. We're big fans here and big supporters. We hope we can get you in the studio sometime. Hey, do you like alternative music? We got Next Big Thing coming up this Saturday. If you want some tickets, we can get you hooked up.
This Saturday coming up?
Yeah, at the Amp.
Oh, man, I wish I could, but I got to do Christmas tree time with the family, man.
Family schmamily, what have they ever done for you?
Yeah, exactly. I got to make some homemade raviolis for the family on Saturday, man. That's my family time.
Look at that.
Is there a cooking book in your future? Is that next for you?
Well, I'll tell you what, man. I love to cook. I love to just to kind of hang out and cook for the family. I don't get to do that very often during the season, so.
Awesome, man. Well, James, thank you so much for your time, man. We appreciate it. Best of luck to you, and we hope we get to touch base with you this season.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Take care.